Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York, where you are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, and I'm coming to you from the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens. Today, I have a very special message for you. Healing Hearts is dedicated to the renewing, the rebuilding, and the restoring of one life at a time. Today, if you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 16 and verse 22. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Paul and Silas was in the city of Philippi, and this was the first city that Paul reached on the European continent. He was called to Macedonia because he had had a vision of a man who came to him in his sleep, and the man called out, "Come to Macedonia and help us. We need help desperately here." Macedonia was a Roman colony, and it was located in northern Greece. But one day, while Paul was on his way to prayer services in Macedonia, in northern Greece, in the city called Philippi, a young slave girl who was possessed with a psychic spirit, a fortune-telling spirit, began to follow him around and began to follow Silas around. And everywhere the Apostle Paul went, whether it was to the marketplace or to church or to prayer meeting, she followed him. And she was yelling out as she followed them, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, and proclaim to us the way of salvation." You see that in Acts 16 and 17. This tells me that even the demons and even the devils knows the servants of the living God. For James tells us, "You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe, and they tremble." This young slave girl followed the Apostle Paul and Silas around for many, many days. And eventually, the Apostle Paul got tired of what she was doing. And one day, he turned around and he said to her, "I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her." And the demon came out of her that very hour. Of course, this didn't make her owners very happy, because they had been making a lot of money from her telling fortunes to people around the city. And you would think that if somebody